The diplomatic efforts continue. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, trying to coax Russia to step back from the brink of a possible invasion of Ukraine against a purported deadline tomorrow.
Senior Ukrainian officials are walking back this stark warning from President Zelensky after his words sent markets tumbling. Ukrainian officials are saying the president was being ironic and sarcastic. While the U.S. says it is sharing intelligence with Ukraine in real time, both the Pentagon and State Department denied Putin has decided to invade on Wednesday.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House, Russia's foreign minister, saying that possibilities for talks haven't yet been exhausted. And Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says there is still time for President Putin to step back. After a briefing for Senate leadership from the National Security Advisor yesterday, the Senate is now considering a resolution supporting Ukraine's independence, but it stopped short of legislating sanctions against Russia. Even as a jury deliberates, jury deliberations continue, a federal judge says he will throw out Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin sued the New York Times for defamation for an editorial in 2017 that incorrectly linked her to the shooting of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords in 2011. The editorial said Giffords' Arizona district had been one of 20 singled out on a map circulated by Ms. Palin's PAC underneath digitized crosshairs, and that this was connected to the shooting. But the New York Times later corrected that to say there was no evidence the shooter ever saw this map. The judge announced the decision to dismiss the case while jurors were deliberating, but said he would let the jury reach a verdict, as whatever decision jurors reach could be of value to an appeals court, saying he suspects his decision will be appealed.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Today's the day California's mask mandate comes to an end, but only for those who've been vaccinated and not for people in L.A. or Santa Clara counties. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman is responding to allegations made by special counsel John Durham about the alleged infiltration of computers used by former President Trump.
In this latest Durham filing, the servers here at the executive office of the president, then Trump, may have had traffic improperly monitored by someone who was paid by the Clinton campaign as recently as 2017.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Sussman says Durham is tainting the jury pool by releasing that information ahead of his trial. Sussman was indicted by a federal grand jury in September for allegedly making false statements to the FBI, claiming he was bringing forward the information about a possible Trump-Russia communications link as a concerned citizen and not on behalf of a client, but billing records seem to show otherwise. Two of the three former Minneapolis police officers on trial for violating the civil rights of George Floyd say they plan to testify in their own defense. Federal prosecutors rested their case against the three yesterday who did not stop Officer Derek Chauvin's fatal restraint of George Floyd. Testimony scheduled to begin today in the hate crimes trial of three men convicted of killing a Georgia jogger last year.
Gregory and Travis McMichael and William Bryan are already guilty of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. They tried claiming he was trespassing, but a Georgia state jury already convicted them. Now a federal jury is listening to evidence that they held racist views leading up to the time they chased Arbery in their Brunswick area neighborhood before shooting him. The trial could last longer than a week. The McMichaels and Bryan are already sentenced to life in state prison Eben Brown, Fox News.
New York City has fired more than 1,400 workers for failing to comply with the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The mayor's office says, though, that represents less than 1% of the city's workforce. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.